On the show today, we have Cupera Consulting's Miriam De Dios talking about Community First Credit Union's recent Juntos Avanzamos designation. Pretty cool stuff here, so check it out. Couple of announcements today that I think are pretty darn significant for the Hispanic community, coupled with credit unions. And the first one was Community First and its association or affiliation or its connection with the Mexican consulate. Can you fill us in what's going on here and what it means to credit unions and the Hispanic community?
I'd love to. Yes, it's pretty exciting news in terms of the growth that Community First Credit Union has seen with their Hispanic community. And as a part of that, one of the things that they've been really focused on are strategic partnerships with those organizations that are already serving the community. And so they recently formed a partnership, a collaboration with the Mexican consulate in Omaha, Nebraska, which is the closest consulate office to their headquarters and their branch system. And it's exciting because that just provides an opportunity to work closer with the consulate to potentially provide some financial education and just be present at the time that Mexican nationals visit the consulate to get matricula consulares or to update their passports or whatever it might be.
So
it's pretty exciting because they see a lot of people every day.
I could imagine. And what a great, for lack of a better term, positioning to be right there and to be the financial institution for those folks. They get seen first, you know? And so, oh my gosh, what a great move. What a great move. All right. Announcement number two is Juntos Avanzamos, Community First, to gain its Juntos Avanzamos designation. Before we get into the designation, can you tell us, for those folks out there who may not be familiar with Juntos Avanzamos, what is it? What does it mean? And then we'll get into the whole credit union or the Community First Credit Union affiliation with it.
Definitely. And great pronunciation, by the way.
Thank you very much. Those high school Spanish classes are coming in handy.
So Juntos Avanzamos means Together We Advance in English. And it's a designation that's been in the credit union space for a few years now. It was actually started by the Cornerstone Credit Union League.
Oh, okay.
Actually, at the time, it was even the Texas League specifically. Yeah. So, you know, essentially, it's a way for credit unions to signify to the Hispanic community that they truly are, you know, welcoming and friendly to this community. Mm-hmm. And it provides a way of qualifying credit unions that meet a certain set of requirements, which include, you know, having bilingual capacity, for example, having bilingual personnel, ensuring that they're doing a certain level of outreach and have a certain set of products and services in place. And I can get to more specifics around that, but there's an application process. A credit union would apply for that and then receive their designation. And so this program started with the Texas League, kind of rolled out to the Cornerstone Credit Union League. And Dick Ensweiler, the CEO and president of the league, has always thought this would be a great, you know, designation to happen nationwide. And so recently, within the last year, the Federation of Community Development Credit Unions has taken on the national rollout and has been the lead for now bringing this to other states. Copera is helping support this, and it's a bit of a methodical rollout in terms of looking at specific regions to start with and other league partnerships. But certainly we're gaining some momentum, and I can speak later on to the leagues that are a part of this today.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like the potential for big time growth is there. So what, I mean, Community First seems to be leading the way in a lot of areas here. What is what did they do to get this designation or and then even further, like, what can other credit unions do in this area?
Definitely. Well, you know, Community First is just a great credit union overall and great example, because I think they've kind of gone above and beyond the requirements for the designation. The designation has a certain base level of requirements, which I started to touch on.
Yeah.
Community First has gone above and beyond by really creating a strategy to serve this market. We've actually, Coopera has been working with them for a little bit, and we've helped them create a strategy. They now have more than, I think it's probably close to 12%, if not higher, of all of their staff that are bilingual. Wow. And keep in mind that this is a credit union that's based in Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have their first Hispanic board member. They, you know, they've formed strategic partnerships like this one with the Mexican consulate. They have an outstanding community outreach development individual, David Suarez, who's a rock star, and just has been able to be out in the community. And they have a pretty large presence in Iowa, mm-hmm. but continuing to build upon partnerships. They've introduced new products and services such as immigrant lending programs. They do I-10 loans. They accept alternative forms of identification. Mm-hmm. So some of those are going to be some of the basic requirements right. of that designation. But most definitely, they've gone above and beyond and incorporated this as an overall inclusive strategy at the credit union.
Gosh, my good on those people for gosh. That, I mean, that's so fantastic, and they're realizing. I mean, there's a big Hispanic community, obviously, in Iowa, and yes. obviously in my neck of the woods too, in San Diego, throughout the Southwest. But I mean, I think it's permeates throughout the country now, and so it seems advantageous, or just or the natural step for this to go nationwide, as you were talking about earlier. And you say that, you know, half the battle is developing the right mindset within the credit union. What is the right mindset for serving the Hispanic community? Because it certainly sounds like Community First has gotten it right.
You got it. Yes, they most definitely have developed the right culture internally to really be successful in serving this market. And what we mean by that is having really recognizing that it's not only the right thing to do to serve this market, because, you know, you as an organization, as a credit union, you want to be representative yeah. of the field membership that you're serving. And it very much connects to the mission of credit unions, of people helping people, right?
Yeah.
So one is recognizing that philosophical imperative, and that the key being and looking at the business case behind serving the Hispanic market. You know, why focus on the Hispanic market? Because it's the largest, fastest yeah. growing, youngest, and one of the most financially underserved groups. And so when you have, you know, those two concepts marry, the philosophical imperative, the business case, and mm-hmm. and you have that buy-in of those two key areas at all levels of the organization, that's when you achieve mm-hmm. that right organizational mindset.
Yep.
And certainly that's half the battle, because the next part is then starting to adapt to the market
yep.
and looking at what the needs are and how do you become culturally
mm-hmm.
relevant.
Mm-hmm. And we've spoken in the past about, gosh, if you can just get into this community, I mean, word spreads like wildfire and you're in basically.
Yeah.
So.
And on both ends of that, right? So on the positive side, but also, you know, it could be a negative.
If you don't, yeah.
You put some false expectations out there, you know, or expectations, and they're not met, equally, the work will spread there.
Indeed.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll stay on the positive side of things, as credit unions usually do. So what
yeah.
kind of strides have credit unions attained in this goal? I mean, have we gotten better? Have we gotten worse? Are we maintaining? Where are we in gaining more market share with this community?
You know, I think it's been incremental growth. I am hearing more discussion around financial inclusion, general inclusion and diversity, which is a good thing. You know, I think curtains are talking about that more and more. I do think we have a ways to go in terms of the action side of that. You know, most certainly we've made some great strides with the credit unions that we work with today. There's the Federation does a lot of great work and also helping credit unions reach overall underserved markets and unbanked and unbanked markets. As a whole, though, I do think our industry has a way to go. And just looking at the makeup of membership today and its leadership, you know, certainly it's predominantly not, you know, emerging markets. This is very traditional. traditional consumers and in traditional leadership. So we've made some incremental strides, but we have a ways to go, most definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, there's always room for improvement, and we are open to that, definitely. And so what can other credit unions learn from Community First? I mean, we talked about it a little bit. I mean, and it's Juntos Avanzamos designation. What can they learn from this? I mean, it sounds like they're really setting the bar here and setting the foundation for others to follow in their footsteps, basically.
You know, Community First is the first Iowa-designated credit union. Now, there are others that have been a part of this national rollout. So, most definitely, as you can tell, the Iowa League is on board. And, you know, if an Iowa credit union can do this, of course, any credit union in the country can do this. And I can tell you that, you know, credit unions should be aware that this is coming to their state if it's not already there. Other states that are a part of this, as I mentioned, the Cornerstone Credit Union League, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas. You have the California and Nevada League who are supporting this initiative as well. So credit unions in those states can already apply for the designation. We have the Mountain West Credit Union Association. So that's Arizona, Wyoming, as well as Colorado, and the Association of New Mexico. There's a few credit unions in Washington and both Washington, D.C., and those are primarily the regions and the states that we're starting with.
Okay.
We're certainly having discussions with other leagues as well. And at the same time, just trying to be mindful of how we roll this out to be able to maintain the program and look at how to grow it and continue to add more benefits and things like that for credit unions that are a part of it. So it's certainly, you know, coming your way if it's not already in those states. And there is an application process that, you know, credit unions can start to look at to see, you know, how close are they to meeting some of these requirements. I'm finding that as we're helping credit unions create a strategy and a plan for this, you know, it comes up in terms of the goal to work towards, which is something to consider as credit unions are going to be starting their planning sessions for next year, which is crazy to think about.
I know.
This might be something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, very cool. So to wrap up here, how can other credit unions excel in serving the Hispanic community and find out more about this designation? I mean, and perhaps be considered in the future? I mean, is there a place that they can go to? Is there a Juntos Avanzamos website that they can go check out and say, hey, we want to be a part of this?
Yeah, of course. Today, credit unions can go to the Federation's website, which is cdcu.coop. There is a Juntos Avanzamos tab there that provides a little bit more background on the program. There's a link to the application, and most certainly credit unions can get a hold of myself or Pablo de Filippi from the Federation, who I know a lot of folks know already, and we'll point you in the right direction. It's pretty exciting. There's certainly a lot of opportunity. Once a credit union is designated, it provides this public awareness, too, to, you know, let the credit union know, hey, they have a certain set of products and services I can expect when I go there, a certain level of service, which is exciting. So it helps the credit unions further their marketing and outreach in that aspect.
Yeah, I see it as a win. I mean, pardon the old worn out cliche, I see it a win-win. It's or a no-brainer, actually. I mean, to investigate this and to participate. Why not?
Definitely. Yeah.
Nothing ventured. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Why not? Indeed. All right, Miriam. So thank you so much. Any parting words, anything to wrap up here? I mean, I think this is such a cool thing. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it and to get the word out about it and get more credit unions involved in this and move forward with it.
I appreciate your help in helping us get
You're
the
welcome.
Word out. And I think we've covered most of everything that I had on my mind regarding the designation. But if credit unions have more interest in this, don't hesitate to reach out to me or to go out to the Federation website.
You got it. And we'll put all that stuff in the show notes as well. Miriam, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always. And keep up the good work, all right?
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you as well.